Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
Sure. So, we had a little time off, and some people read a book that gave them some information about alchemetic cures and brother and a sister past, and some brother and sister working in the past, and that was from the first or second century, and then around 8th century, the brother and sister are still running around, doing things, finding things, found a mirror that they can use to peer through the veil of time. There's another section of the book where they're traveling back and forth between Europe and America. And they've been using their powers in Europe to guide the development of the continent. There's a discussion about the alien race, the Xkalkul, which they're hoping to bargain with for cosmic level powers. The Xklothi, Klothal, whatever they're called, look like mobile tree with silvery skins. The sister thinks it'll be a while before they're able to adapt to our atmosphere. The author doubts that. Once we've done all that sort of thing, we do a bunch of research. We do some looking in the past, trying to find them. We're pretty sure way in the past we can see the brother and sister, and then after that there's a bunch of the people that they can see are all in robes, so it's hard to tell who they are. The Griffin goes out to look at the tree. It's gone. There's a depression where it used to be. He gets back, and there's a young man there who's dropping off a letter from the social services guy, and oh, it looks like Carlina's doing well. Carlina sent us another one of her drawings, this time of the building we live in, the Hoffman building, with each of us outside looking sad or perhaps afraid. There's a dark shape looming over the building. People go off to the library again. People really love the library. Then we sort of realize that there's a tree growing next to our building with whitish yellow bark, and it's peeling in places, and yellowish sheen underneath. And Mr. Michaels remembers he had a nightmare of a tree, and Romero is sure that they had a nightmare of a very large male that's probably Brendan. And Mr. Mazur's nightmare was of a young woman, maybe Zulima. Kirk had a vision of a young girl. That's pretty much where we ended. Did I miss anything important?
No, I don't think so. I think you got all the high points.
All right.
And the tree? did you mention the tree?
I did.
Okay.
I said it was growing right next to the building.
Yeah, but that's not important. It's just a tree. I don't see what the concern there is.
Actually, where we're standing outside the building.
Yep.
Watching the tree.
Yeah, so it is the evening.
The roots are going to dig up the foundation, destroy, damage the building.
Entirely possible. Entirely possible. Perhaps you should call the property manager, warn them of the danger. But it is the evening of Saturday, the 13th of November. And we are still gathered outside looking at the tree. Hey, there's a tree here.
The question is, what do we do with this? Someone mentioned him trying to contact a specific institution to help us get rid of the tree.
Yes, Michael? That the city code enforcement officer would probably be concerned with a tree this close to a building. with many people, and it's surely a violation of some standard, and maybe they'll come out and cut it down for us.
Well, we can try.
Question is, are we staying here for tonight? Big old tree. We all had nightmares of, or tree was involved in a nightmare.
The other option is to try to set it on fire. I, as you remember, cutting down the tree wasn't very healthy.
Well, you know, that seems like a good idea, but if it catches the house, we've got people in the house, including somebody who is uses a wheelchair. That could be a bad day for them. I wonder if there's a way of, you were right next to it when you were splattering away with the axe. I wonder if there's some sort of more distant way, like take the shovel and lash it to a pole and hack at it that way, so we're far enough away outside the splash zone. I mean, do you think this is the same tree that was in the lot? Do you think it came all the way from New Jersey in some sort of
incredible
journey type thing?
I have not a doubt this is the same tree.
We're on an island. That means it went under the water.
Remember what the old man said. Stay away from the trees. These are living creatures. That's what we have been reading on the book.
Oh, I didn't read
that. We know trees are living creatures. But it's also the same tree from my dream.
You know what I mean? An alien.
It's an alien, yes.
Well, you know, how late in the day is it, Jim?
Evening, dinner time-ish. Maybe it's, call it 6 p.m.
I mean, it's, and what day is it again? We're Saturday. I mean, it's Saturday. Too late to do something to now. Tomorrow, we could go to a hardware store and rent a Roto-Rooter or something fun like that. Or figure out some way of something sort of corrosive we could throw on it. But I don't know if we want to spend the night in the house.
I can try to see, maybe we can find a reference in the book to find out if there is something that can help us defeat it. Maybe fire is not going to do anything. Maybe corrosive material, he's going to spit it back to us. We don't know what type of creature it is. It looks like a tree. We know it's not a tree.
Maybe dynamite. Well, we know their enemies, don't we? We know of who they hate. Was it?
Oh, do we? Who do they hate?
I thought it was in the book. This way. Sure, we had something talking about there in that book, from the book. They were talking about the enemies of these creatures. I'm trying to scroll up through it at the moment.
I will save you the time. You are absolutely correct. The book did mention there was passages in there about the enemies of the Zaclatl. But as far for what you have read, studied, and understood of the book so far, it does not give any details as to who or what that might be.
Yeah, I just found it was an unnamed adversary from Shigai.
Correct. Hey there, Mr. Griffin. What are you guys doing?
Sorry, who is that?
As you look around, you see Brendan.
Oh, just looking at the this tree here.
The tree. Wow, where is that?
Man, I must be spending too much time at school. I don't remember there being a tree there. I guess I haven't been paying attention. Wow.
That's, can I do a psychology test thing. To see if he seems really genuinely surprised?
Go right ahead.
Let's see how we're doing. If we started with our normal. Oh, wait, that is a success. Huh. Okay. Right, regular success.
He seems really genuinely surprised.
Yeah, no, somebody must have come in and planted it during the day when we were out and about. It's pretty expensive.
Huh.
A tree this size. But...
Do you think they're going to plant more? Or are they planning to make this a park? Wow, that'd be kind of nice to have a nice park right outside the building.
No. It is a danger to the building. The roots could actually damage the foundations of the building. We need to cut it down.
Yeah, the building may collapse with a tree like this. And if they plant more, yeah, way too close to the building.
Oh, if you say so. Should we call Ms. Bach? I mean, if you think it's a problem, somebody planted it there, should we call her? And if it's a problem, maybe they can tear it out or cut it down or
whatever?
That's
a good question. That's a good question.
Well,
it'd be
worth asking who planted it.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea. We should call.
We'll send the NPC to do the calling.
I just want to say for the record that Kirk is pretty sure that Frank is not really all there. So many of Frank's suggestions go through a filter of really?
A brilliant idea to me.
You know, Brendan, I don't remember last time I talked to her. I don't even know if I have her number anymore. Do you have it handy?
I have it on the fridge upstairs.
Oh, you know,
she said to keep it handy. Call her if I needed anything.
So. Been here too long. Forgot it. Do you have a phone or do you want to use my phone?
No, I can run upstairs to my place and get the number and I'll just call her. Or Saturday evening at the office, I might have to leave her a message. But I mean, she'll get it Monday. And just a tree.
Yeah, no, it's not an immediate threat. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go do that.
It's not like it's going to come to life and rip the wall down or anything.
I look forward to the strange look Brendan gives you at that.
He has already turned to jog inside.
Yeah, we got to be careful. I'm not sure how much we can trust him.
Well, maybe it is a test. We can put it to the test. See if he's gonna, first, if he's gonna really call. And second, if she's gonna come, what's gonna be her reaction to the tree? We may know a lot of things out of this interaction.
Yeah, if he calls her, none of us went with her, so we don't really know if he did or didn't. And he's already said that, she probably won't show up until Monday, so we'll have to be at work probably when she shows up, you know. I don't know. I just think we just need to be a little careful how much we share with him.
I actually do agree. I mean, it's not like he's been here for a year and he's not actually talked to us until now.
But he was sent to us, right? That's the thing. And I continue to see this pattern, you know, people being requested to do things against their will. That's what I saw on the visions, if you remember. Do you remember? I told you about this. We discussed it the other day.
Yeah, no, you definitely talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to listen.
listen to me. Pay attention to what I'm saying because it's important.
Oh, I'm definitely paying attention.
Starting to make sense.
Good, absolutely. Good. After about 10, 12 minutes or so, Brendan shows up again. I called Mr. Griffin. I called Miss Bach. Of course, you know, it was the answering service, but I left a message and said she should come by and take a look or call me. There was a tree that you and Mr. Mazur, Mr. Michael, and Mr. Ramirez thought was dangerous. So I'm sure she'll be out to take a look at it on Monday. I can't imagine why she wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Thank you for mentioning our names. It's a source of danger here.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get some credit for that, huh?
Well, are you guys
all right?
Just going to stand around and look at the tree, or? I need to go get some dinner.
Oh. Don't let us stop you. We'll probably be here when you get back. Just unusual.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mr. Griffin. I'll see you later. And he goes back inside.
So what was it that he gave to you, Griffin?
It was a note wasn't it a picture?
He gave us a note from Carolina.
Yeah,
that she was okay, and a picture of us in front of this house, looking scared
because of the tree.
At the tree,
yeah.
And there's a tree looming over us. So, well, it's three out of six of us. It's certainly working. It's pretty good predicting. Well.
I don't know what we can do about this tree right now. I mean, unless you want to go and get some equipment and try to chop it down.
I'm, you know, I vote for that. You have my support. I don't know why are we hesitating so much about doing this.
Well, I just don't know where at this time of night you can get equipment to chop down a tree. If you've got a good idea of what might be open this time, that sounds great.
It's Sunday, isn't it? Is it Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Well, I mean, would the hardware store be open tomorrow in the morning?
Oh, definitely tomorrow. I'm just wondering if.
What about today?
Yeah. Well, that's what
I should. I guess I should know somehow because I was on. Not directly, but on construction. I should know of a supplier that you know I. Usually send people to run errands and get stuff where, you know, we're missing cables and whatnot.
So I'm sure that between all of you, you know, there there are definitely hardware shops, tool rentals, that sort of thing around. However, any that will be open this late on a Saturday, no. Any that will be open on a Sunday in 1976? Also, no.
Well, they didn't have the blue laws in New York, did they? That was mostly Connecticut.
All right. I thought it was mostly just the 70s.
No, so, the blue laws happen in very specific places. I don't know if New York is one of them. Yeah. And they happened because there was a series of it's why you couldn't buy liquor on Sundays is there was some robberies of liquor stores, and the state of Connecticut said, "Oh well, this is what I was told anyway." Said, "Oh well, we just won't sell liquor on Sunday as a way of preventing crime, I guess."
I just remember everything being closed on the weekends.
Yeah, because I know here in Australia it was like because Sunday was, you know, church day and that sort of stuff and not meant to work, all the hardware stores and that sort of stuff didn't open on a Sunday. during those days, all the way into the late 80s.
Well, thanks to capitalism, that doesn't work like that here. So tomorrow we should go and grab some things to cut down that tree.
Right. Idiot, I think what he's saying is that's not possible.
Today, okay. Right? But tomorrow is a different story, isn't it?
He just suggested that things are closed on Sunday.
Sunday.
On Sunday. So we wouldn't be able to do anything till Monday anyway.
So the system has failed us. Once again.
All right. Well,
I mean, Frank, unless you want to break into another place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were over across the street. Were there any tools in the shed, the construction site across the street?
Jim, was there any tools? That's a good question.
I am not sure what Sean is referring to.
Isn't there a construction site nearby? Like across the
street? That's where the tree is.
Yeah.
That's where the
tree is. Oh, I thought the tree was next to the building we're in. Oh,
right. Which is in the construction site.
The Hoffman Building is in the construction site?
Yeah.
So, I thought there was a fenced-in area that we passed by as we went to work.
Correct.
That's not where we live, though, right?
So the sites that you've seen, right? The Hoffman built the one here on Staten Island, the one up in Washington Heights, and the one out in Amboy. And from the permits that you've seen, also true of the other three, Oyster Bay, Queens, and Brooklyn, right? You know, they're all effectively a city block, right? And, you know, it's the entire city block that's cleared, and it's the entire city block that's fenced off. The difference, there's one that's different, and that's yours here in Staten Island, right? The construction site is the entire city block, and the entire city block is fenced off, except for the Hoffman Building, which exists in one corner of that site.
Okay, so there is a fenced area.
Yes.
On the block we're in, and the tree is on the house side or inside the fence.
Well, the fence. This is where I need a picture or a map, right? So the fence comes along the sidewalk, right up to the edge, right up to the two. So that I'm getting confused myself now. So the Hoffman Building is right on the corner.
Yes, I can visualize that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The fence comes along the sidewalk from both sides, right up to the exterior wall of the Hoffman Building.
Okay.
It doesn't then, you know,
so it's like the construction site is effectively an L shape around the building,
right?
With the fence basically going out, and the rest of the blocks basically fenced off. And there was a little shed with some equipment in there, wasn't there, on that site? Or was that another site?
That was another site. That was Washington Heights.
Oh, I thought there was a shed here.
Okay.
I was pretty sure somebody went nearby and crossed under a fence, and there was some sort of equipment in the site that was next to or near to our house. Apparently, I'm just wrong about that, which is fine.
Or I am. Hang on a second.
No, it's okay.
I thought there was. Because I thought I went through because everybody told me not to break into the lot.
That's what I thought. And that somewhere in there was a shed.
Yes. Yep. You were correct. There is a small construction shed on your site that the Hoffman Building is part of.
Yes.
You have seen inside, and it just has like a couple shovels. It doesn't have an axe and a chainsaw and stuff like that.
Okay.
There's nothing. There is a shed. You already know, unless something has changed in the past month or two since the last time you checked it, which you would imagine is probably not the case, but you're welcome to go check. And you would find there is nothing useful there, unless you consider, you know, a couple old rusty shovels to be useful.
Okay. I feel better now.
Good.
I don't remember why I went go into rooms, but I want to make sure I know remember maps. So that's good.
No worries.
I mean, could we dig up the ground around the tree and pull it down with the shovels?
I don't know if you've ever tried to do that, but that's hard to do with small trees.
Yeah, it is.
I have
done that. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, my wife is trying to do that for a very small tree and spent most of the day Saturday trying to hack away, and went out this evening to do more hacking. So that seems unlikely, as fun as it sounds. All right. And any of the other construction sites we went to, did they have any heavy equipment?
No.
All right. Well, I mean, do we have keys to the place we work?
That you take home with you? No.
Yes. Okay.
You have keys while you were at work, but you
I can't go there on the weekend type thing. Yeah.
You pick them up when you get there, and you drop them off when you leave. Mr. Michael probably also has keys to the warehouse as a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
But again, same condition, right? It's kind of part of the uniform.
Yeah.
Question, Jim, in terms of being a security guard, do I know of any way into the warehouse myself that we could get into easily without being spotted by other security guards, if there are actually any on the weekend?
Absolutely.
So if we need to...
You wouldn't even have to be particularly lucky. You'd just have to not be particularly unlucky. But yeah, it's totally easy enough to get in, through the shipping doors. As long as, no one's particularly, no one's there at the moment, and from being there yourself that the guard rotations are infrequent. Let's say,
yeah,
it is not a high security area.
What sort of tools did that warehouse have? I mean, you guys know best. I mean, I can get us in there, but would there be equipment that we could use?
They have box cutters and pallet jacks and tape guns.
All the useless stuff.
Bags of packing peanuts.
So thinking about going to work. There's nothing there worth taking for this effort. All right. I don't know. I won't be sleeping here tonight.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Any place is a good place. Away from this building, this alien.
We've still got a few nights before the next solstice, so I think we're probably safe for now.
Well, you might be, but you weren't the one who hacked away at that tree for a while.
I'll glance at Frank. Doesn't it actually have any marks or scars from where you hacked it?
Good question. Does it?
No. Yeah, I'm sure if this thing is really a cosmic entity of power, might, I'm pretty sure our axis didn't do very much to it.
And I don't remember a lot of what happened because I kind of...
That scans.
I after I started hacking, I lost... lights went out and I just fell to the ground. Do you recall, Griffin? Was it because of the...
I was mostly concerned with taking you away from the acid that was spilling on you. I wasn't as concerned with other things at that moment, but next time, don't you worry.
Acid?
He scratches his head.
Yeah. Well.
Acid?
What? From where? Same problem.
From the tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was,
The tree sap was like acid?
Yeah, that's where he got those burns on his face.
Interesting.
Well, sure. Let's,
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about dropping acid on the tree. I was wondering where are we going to get that amount of acid. But yeah.
Oh, no.
The sap was acidic. Yeah.
You know, maybe we should step away from the tree when we're talking about our next plans.
I thought we were, like, at the fence line, not actually next to the tree.
Frankie's going to point to the tree. You're going down!
Oh, good. He's in apartment 4!
Let's go.
Anything else for the evening plans?
I honestly don't feel like sleeping here. That was true. So I have a few savings. Maybe we can rent a place outside of town just for tonight. A room.
Well, maybe. What about your friend in the city, the guy you met? Do you think he's still around? Think he would be able to give us a place to stay?
I believe he gave me whatever he wanted to give me at the moment, then just meowed through the door. So we can go. We can go back. Well, I don't know if the building is even going to be open at this time of the night when we get there.
Well, there's nothing says we have to go to sleep either. We could just wander around. It's New York City. It's a city that never sleeps.
Yeah, and then find a place to drop. I agree. Let's do it.
All right. Plenty of bars and clubs and peep shows and whatever else you want to find right there. Central Manhattan peep shows. What kind of person do you think Kirk is? Wow.
We are gonna go to that building again to see if it is still open, Jim.
Okay.
To the boys construction.
Yep.
Office building.
To the office tower. We're in
Office Tower, yeah.
Lies the offices of voice construction. It does take you a little, it's not a quick journey during the day to get in there from all the way out in Staten Island. It is an even longer journey at this time of night on a Saturday evening. So it's a couple hours to get there. The building is closed. You can see there's a security guard at the reception desk, but the doors to the building are locked. Cannot even get into the lobby.
All right. Let's find a place to sleep tonight.
We looked at this place. Did we think we could break in the back? Wasn't there some sort of warehouse door in the back here? There was a loading door. Go take a look at that. Maybe we'll get lucky and it'll be left open. That seems unlikely. Sure does. But I could be wrong if you want to. I'm definitely around going back. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and see if it's open or if the door looks like maybe it could be picked.
It could definitely be picked. I mean, it's secure, but it's not that secure.
I definitely will take a whack at it if that's all right with my companions.
Yep, I'm fine. I'll keep it sure.
All right, here we go. Yes! I mean, yeah, I did it.
I guess it was open. What do I know?
No, no, I picked it. Damn. Oh, no, don't take that away. I need the tick, man.
Well, it's open now, regardless, for sure. You can absolutely roll that thing up. It only makes a little bit of noise. Slide inside.
Did we they did have video cameras. Did they? No, they actually did they or didn't they?
I don't think so.
Well, we asked about them because you were missing.
Oh. Okay.
Can I roll an idea roll to see if I remember if they have video cameras or not?
Go right ahead.
Great. That's a regular success.
So the answer is no.
Okay. Well,
video security is a thing in the 70s, but it's just starting to be a thing.
Right.
You know, so it's like your bank might have, you know, one camera in the lobby kind of thing, but you know, places like this are not, you know, wired in every corner yet.
Okay. Is there a rear elevator here?
Yes.
All right. Let's step inside and see if it needs a key to operate. It might. Who knows?
It does not.
Okay. What floor were you on, Frank?
Do I recall? I believe it was, no, I don't recall. I think it was near the top, but I don't recall how many floors it has.
Is there a 12th floor?
So we never actually said exactly what floor you went to, but it's the same floor that the rest of you went to.
Right. I'm wondering if I remember what that is.
No, because we never particularly specified.
Okay.
Other than that, it was sufficiently high.
All right. Well, I will hit the button on the elevator for sufficiently high.
The keeper has not put together that amount of detail.
Nor should he have to.
Okay.
Pesky players.
You can press the button. There's a chunk and a whir. It seems very loud. A quiet, closed building. A ding as the doors open.
Uh-huh.
Can I get a party luck roll?
Sure.
My luck's 34. Sure it's not me. Oh, no, that's my saying. 31, my luck.
Uh-huh. I'm at 63 luck. And Frank's 62 at 62. Still. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's good old Peter here.
31 exactly, right on.
Okay. The door's open. I assume you get in. Doors close.
Oh. Yeah.
The elevator whirs. Lifting you up. There's a ding and the doors open and you find yourself on the floor upon which the offices of Boyce Construction reside.
It's over there.
All right.
I point to the office.
Walk over. Is there a receptionist inside there?
So the office looks, you know, from the outside, looks exactly like it did the last time all of you were here, except for Mr. Romero. You know, big glass, you know, frosted glass front, glass door, says Boyce Construction on it. Mr. Romero, that entrance looks nothing like what it did when you
Wait, something is wrong. This is not the place. I look around confused. Mr. Tap? No. This doesn't look like the place that I visit.
Huh. Well, that's weird. Well, they got a regular lock on this door?
They do.
Yeah, try unlocking it.
Locksmith away.
Not this time. No, no, no.
This one, so this much one has locked. Mr. Griffin defeated.
Mm-hmm. That's very strange.
Probably Price just too nervous.
Still looks confused, looking around.
So you weren't on this floor?
I did. I'm positive. Yeah, look, I tried to look towards the stairs because I came, you know, first time it was elevator, second time was.
Oh yeah, stairs. You're absolutely certain this is the same floor you were on, Mr. Romero.
And Romero's going to go down the stairs and come up. Yeah, then I turn this way. This is the place, but the Yuffie doesn't look like it. It's a completely different place, completely different office.
I'm watching Mr. Romero carefully. I'm worried this is what's going to send him over the edge. I know it's only a matter of time.
His eyes go wild looking around. This is the place, but this is a different place.
Wow.
Where did I go? What is happening? Am I losing it?
I don't know, but all right. Well, that's, I guess that's it. I guess we.
Unless.
Hmm?
We want to give it a try and see if there is some paperwork. Could be useful.
Inside there? It's not the same place.
But it says voice construction.
Well, I wasn't able to pick the lock. Are you going to try to smash the window?
I mean, I could just like sort of use my shoulder slightly and, you know, most internal doors aren't that sturdy.
I will step
rather
back.
Than smashing well, basically what I want to do, Jim, is like grab the handle and rather than a full-on slam, I want to basically just hit against the door so I can jolt it open, basically. I don't want to totally break everything and make a lot of noise. I want to do it reasonably quietly, if that makes sense.
I'm sure it makes sense in your head. So since you're trying to do it quietly, first of all, how about a hard strength roll?
A hard strength roll? Oh, 96, that's a fail. No.
There you go.
Well, don't give up so easily. Try again to pick the lock.
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty hard.
Because I'm generous and I'm a nice guy that way, you're welcome to try to pick the lock again. However, between your first attempt to pick the lock and, you know, Mr. Michael's attempts to bash the door in, I think we might be in line for another party luck roll if you do.
Oh, I had already decided I wasn't going to try it again.
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to tell Frank all sorts of stories why, but, you know.
Just throw that out there.
No, I appreciate that.
Hey, anytime. I'm here to help.
Well.
I think we should get out of here, to be honest. I don't think that's, I mean, what's this going to, I mean, it's not going to help us at all. I mean, by the sounds of it, Frank doesn't even recognize any of this.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking was if we could get inside, we could spend the night sleeping there. But I don't want to roust any security against us here. After that rather ineffective smash against the door, I'm a little bit more nervous. So let's head back out again, I guess. Let's wander around the streets of the city. Maybe we can go to some of the other construction sites. Sleep in their sheds or see if they've got trees now.
I mean, I can pay for us, you know, more room. It's not a big deal. You know, like I have any other reason to spend my money or save him, but I don't know if we're going to be here next month, even tomorrow.
Well, one night of wandering around won't hurt us.
All right.
We'll wander around the city and... Yeah.
Take in the lights. Enjoy the company of the people.
Risk getting robbed.
I'll show you. I'll lead you down Broadway. I'll show you some of the places I used to do shows. It'll be fun. It'll be like an insider tour.
All right.
So the city is wandered. How about constitution rolls?
I thought you were a friend.
18. It is a success.
30. Pass.
45. Success.
Okay. See, I am your friend. No problems. Sunday morning, November 14th.
Is the building still there when we get home?
Bleary and red-eyed, but otherwise none the worse for wear. Make your way back out to Staten Island. Yeah, the building is there. Looks like a Sunday morning in November.
I'm going to swing by to make sure Trey and Marcia and good old Kevin are okay.
You can knock on their doors and they will answer appropriately.
Good, good, good. Just checking in.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come out with you guys right now. I'm not feeling well.
Sissy. All right, well then I will go to my room and take a nap.
Yeah, me too. That sounds like a plan. Get some rest. Mm-hmm. Is the tree still there?
The tree is still there, yes.
Has it moved an inch, though?
Spot hidden roll.
Okay. Spot the hidden things. Get a pass.
If it has moved, it has moved less than an inch. It certainly hasn't moved more than an inch.
Okay.
No, it hasn't.
All right. All right. Looks like it's just staying there.
Other than the branches swaying in the breeze. So naps all the way around? Is that the...
That's the plan. Yeah.
Okay. Naps are had. They are restful. Pick back up sometime like midday on Sunday.
Yeah.
Reconvene. What now? Shower, change of clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Sunday. There's not much we can do. I mean, the stores, the hardware store won't be open.
What about the this guy, Kevin? Should we try to engage more in conversation with him? See what he knows, if he knows anything. Jim, on my vision or nightmare, whatever I call it, was he menacing, or he was just like, you know, sitting there sad, or?
It was a very large man standing in a dark, looming over your bed in a dark room at night. Kind of menacing by default. I would feel menaced if I woke up to seeing that. dream or otherwise. Kind of regardless of what the intention was.
Yeah. You, after a few trips to Necronomicon, you get used to it. All right. So, yeah, let's try to talk to this guy, Ted. I will go and knock on the door.
You're going up to Brendan's door?
Oh, I thought it was Kevin, but yeah, the Brendan guy, yeah.
Kevin is Edwin's character. I mean, you're welcome to go grill him too. That'll be fun if you want. But
no, I'll let Kevin sleep.
Okay. you make your way up to the sixth floor, apartment number 18. Knock, knock, knock. The door opens. Oh,
hey, yeah,
Mr.
Romero.
Romero, yeah.
Yeah,
Mr. Griffin, how are you?
What are you doing today?
Oh, I didn't go with him.
Oh, just Mr. Romero.
Oh, no, just Mr. Okay. Romero.
Sorry.
No, yeah, just him. Yeah, okay. Not going.
Mr. Romero, what? He kind of looks, you know, around, sees that you're by yourself. What's up? What can I do for you?
No, I just wondering if you would like to play some basketball. You seem like a good basketball player. At least you got the looks. Are you?
Oh, no, I'm. Well, I mean, I shoot hoops now and again, but no, I'm football. I play football at school, not basketball. But yeah, I'm always down to shoot some hoops.
All right, let's go.
Give me just a minute. Let me get changed. I'll meet you over there.
Or I can wait.
Okay. Come on in.
All right. Thanks. I'll look around.
As you do so, he says, "Sorry about the mess."
No worries. My place second. Is
let,
worse.
Let me get changed. And he disappears into the bedroom and closes the door. Okay. His apartment looks, you know, as you would expect. All these apartments, once again, are identical. His, quite frankly, looks like a teenager lives here by himself. It's not disgustingly messy, you know, but there's, you know, some shirts and a pair of jeans thrown over the sofa. You know, the trash can is piled up a little more than, you know, maybe most people might want it to be. You know, there's a bunch of dishes stacked in the sink, this kind of thing.
Do I see any pictures?
You do not.
Books?
There are some books. There's, you know, he has a backpack kind of leaning up against the sofa. There's a few books in that. There's a couple textbooks sitting out on the kitchen table, you know, with some papers and pencil and eraser kind of scattered around. You know, there are, you know, school. High school textbooks of various description. Okay. Nothing particularly interesting or advanced.
For how long have you been living here by yourself?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for not quite a year now, about a year or something like that. It's
And what about your folks? What about your parents?
Oh, that, yeah, they he comes out of the bedroom, you know, he's got shorts, tank top, basketball shoes on. Oh, no, they're I always want to say emaciated. That's not the right word. Emancipated, yeah. From them, they had some problems.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I had to get out of there.
All right, yeah, it's better. I see that you are back. I guess high school, back to high school.
That's right. My last year. Graduate next year, and you know, graduate in June. Hoping to, you know, there haven't been any scouts coming around or anything like that, but, you know, maybe if I can get on a team at a community college and work my way into a scholarship from there or something, just got to keep my grades up. It's what I'm just trying to do.
Oh, sounds like a solid plan, you ask me. All right, let's go and play some basketball.
You betcha. Let's go. And he will go across the street with you and shoot hoops. And yeah, you know, there's a bunch of other people out there. Probably Mr. Mazer at some point.
I will do some small talk during the whole game. Trying to find out a little bit more about him. You know.
Sure. So let's summarize this in a couple of ways. First of all, you can tell that he is quite athletic. He's you know, clearly not a basketball player. Mm-hmm. You know, but he definitely has, you know, the natural athleticism, you know, of a solid high school athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a psychology role.
Ninety-eight is not gonna do it.
Then I shall allow you to make your own interpretations. Is there anything particular that you wanted to know throughout your small talk, or?
Yeah, I want to know if he was friends with Asuncion or the other woman. I always forget her name.
Zulima.
Zulima, yes.
So he did not know Asuncion in particular. He of course knew Carolina. Thought mm-hmm. she was a cute little girl. He did not know Zulima. You know, other than to see her around occasionally. She seemed mm-hmm. nice enough. Yeah, must be tough being pregnant and on your own, I guess. Anything else?
And what about the landlady? Are you in good terms with her?
Yeah. It's thanks to Miss Bach. I have the apartment, and I don't know where I'd be if she didn't. She hadn't offered it to me.
Oh, she did offer it to you. When was that?
When I left my parents, I was on the street for a few days, and I bumped into Ms. Bach, and we got to talking, and she said I could, she said she had an apartment and I could live there, rent free until I graduated from high school. She wanted to help.
Very kind, very kind.
Nice lady. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just run errands for her once in a while, or not even that?
I mean, I'd be happy to if she ever, asked me to do anything. I don't know where I'd be without her. If she, whatever I could do for her, I would. But she's never asked me to do anything for her. So
now that you mention it, it's been a while since I have seen her around the building.
Yeah, I think she only comes around when she really needs to. If somebody's not paying their rent or moving somebody in or out.
I see.
All right, I will keep playing basketball for a while, and I just want to know the specific day that he moved in at some point. Yeah. Maybe take the conversation away from the landlady and at some point ask him, so 1 year, so when is it that we're going to have a party, celebrating, your next year? Try to make out the date.
Okay. Let me find it.
Okay.
I gotta go find it. Where is it? No, that's not it. Oops. Oh, wait a second. That is it. There it is. He moved in, late September of last year. He doesn't remember the exact day.
Mm-hmm. Close to the equinox as well. All right. I keep, chatting. I'll keep chatting with him for a while, and then we'll start playing. All right. I'm not 17 anymore, so I'll take a break. But thanks for playing with me and taking my mind away from work. I truly appreciate it. Maybe we should do this again.
Oh, no. Thank you, Mr. Romero. This has been a lot of fun. Nice to have someone to talk to. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Tomorrow we're going to try to do something about that tree. So.
I hope it doesn't cause any problems. Good luck. I'm sure Miss Bach will be around to... take care of it if it is dangerous, if it is going to hurt the building.
Do you have another phone number to contact her? Or, I got the general office number that usually doesn't work. Do you have since you have a better connection with her, do you have a more personal phone number?
Maybe I can borrow? No, I just have the number of the property management company.
All right. All right. Okay. So I will put an end to the the research evening.
So meanwhile, what have Mr. Griffin and Mr. Michael been up to?
Well, Mr. Michael wants to actually go downstairs to our compartments, where the storage. Yep.
You betcha.
And have a look through there, looking through into the cages and that, basically looking to see if anyone's got any sort of tools, anything that could be useful for chopping down a tree.
The answer is no. There are no chainsaws in the storage lockers in the basement.
Yeah, I thought it would be a long shot, but thought I'd draw.
Mr. Griffin?
I will wake up Mr. Mazur, if he's not already awake. Or at least I will ask him through the door as a chemistry professor, what are some common household objects, items I could buy that would have sort of a burning effect to them? You know, like, well, you know, is there some sort of, you know, baking soda and this together, you know, create a corrosive type thing? It wouldn't be baking soda, that's a base, but you get the idea of sort of like, never mix these two chemicals together, that's bad. Hope he's going to, you know, help me out here.
I'm sure he can.
And then I will go to the grocery store where I believe he works. And if they don't seem to have it, then I'll go to Trey's gas station and get said concoction.
Okay. It probably takes a trip to both of those things to get everything that Mr. Mazur suggested together, but I'm sure you can manage to do that.
Yep. Yep. Then I will... is he still feeling too sick to supervise this operation?
It certainly sounds like it.
Well, I will have him write down detailed instructions on what to do. And I will definitely, you know, have a handkerchief around my face when I'm doing these things.
Fair enough. I'm not going to make you make a chemistry roll. How about just how about an intelligence roll and a dexterity roll? That sounds fair.
Intelligence is a 06. Dexterity is a 76, which I will burn 6 points of luck on to be good.
There you go. Okay. You have a pot of acid.
And then I will and it's on the other side of this fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is just sort of take the pot of acid, lean it up, and dump it onto the tree over the fence so that any splatter hits the fence and not me. You know, sort of like bring it up. So I'm throwing it at the main body of the tree, but just below the lip of the fence so that it's anything that sort of comes off immediately, either from what I'm spilling or from the tree itself, doesn't hit me.
So it's a chain link fence. It's a cyclone fence.
Oh, well then.
I don't know that that's going to be very.
No. Then I'll get something that serves as a barrier, a cardboard box or something like that. Just something that will sort of serve as a spill.
I'm sure it'll burn the tree, but not your cardboard box.
Well, no, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about burning the cardboard box. I'm worried about how long it'll get through. Oh, you know what? I'll go get a shower curtain.
Or a rubbish bin.
You know, you get some strange looks.
I get some strange looks. That's fine. But yeah.
Okay. I mean, by now, I'm sure Mr. Romero is coming back from the basketball courts and sees you with your pot of acid and your shower curtain.
Well, actually, it's his, but don't tell him. Yeah. And I will proceed to see if this does anything exciting to the tree.
Throw roll.
A throw roll. Okay.
If you have a better suggestion, I'm
booking. No. I assume that's what the dexterity roll is for. But what is your base throw? Is it 20? I rolled a 16. Yes!
There you go. Okay. Keeper rule book. Acid.
Well, I've got mine right here, too. Maybe I'll check your work.
Strong acid, 1d6. Ugh.
For how many rounds?
Table 3, other forms of damage. Strong acid is under the 1d6 row, so. Give me a 1d6.
6! After weeks of not being able to roll below an 80. Finally.
So the ashes.
Maybe it was just ashes. Edwin. Maybe he's just bad luck.
And it could be. That could be. So the acid splashes onto the tree, a good solid coating of, you know, at least part of the trunk and some of the lower branches, perhaps. It starts to drip down and kind of sizzle. You can see it burning away at the bark that starts flaking and falling off. Mm-hmm. Revealing more of that smooth, whatever the silvery underbark skin. Mm-hmm. Who knows what that is? The tree seems to shake a little bit. That might have just been a particularly strong breeze. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. But the bark is missing there, is what you're saying.
That is what I am saying, yes.
Interesting. And do we still have whatever shovel we got from the when we went to try to get this tree last time?
I'm sure you do.
All right. So it's chain link fence. I'm going to lower the shovel down on one side and take the handle of the shovel and stick it through the chain link fence so it's coming out on our side. Trying to do that more or less even with where this wound is. The idea is that I will hack away at the exposed area with the shovel, with the tip of the shovel, with the other end on my side of the fence.
Okay.
And I'll just sort of hack away a couple times at that, still keeping up my protective layer of shower curtain in case there's a spillage that comes out, but recognizing that's a little bit more awkward now.
That seems fair. That seems fair. How about I think we should call it a fighting brawl roll.
A 39 out of 40. This is exciting.
How about a D3 as you start to poke at it with the shovel?
That's a 5 on a D6. I don't know if you do.
However you want to do it. I don't care.
Well, I'm all right. Well, then I'll call it a 3.
Okay.
Well, people do it different ways.
Yeah.
So.
1-2-3, 1-2-3, or 1-1-2, yeah, 2-3, yeah. 3. Either way. Makes no, never mind to me. You do it how you want to. So yeah, you can, you know, take a big gouge out of it with the shovel. You can see that, you know, that same kind of black sap, you know, start kind of spewing out. You can smell it. It is strong and odorous. And give me a constitution roll.
0-9. I got a little worried when I saw the double 0. I was like, oh, here we go. Yep. But nope, a 9.
Yep. It's all good.
Extreme success. Yeah, I'm just going to sort of pick away at it for a while, I guess, really.
Okay.
Guess I'm not too interested in sort of, at this point, I'm sort of just sort of hammering away. If I do some damage, great, but I'm not. The first thrust was to see if I could do it, and now that I know that I can, I'm just sort of poking at it.
Okay, fair enough. You're poking at it.
Yep. Yeah, I'll just sort of see if over time more of ooze comes out.
It certainly does. You know, more and more starts to ooze out, and it starts to kind of puddle up at the base of the tree, and yeah, the puddle starts expanding towards you.
Oh, yeah. No, at the moment, the puddle seems like it's moving in my excessive direction. I will be stepping away from this little enterprise.
Fair enough. going to get some Michael gasoline. And Mr. Romero are standing a little ways away watching you.
Well, nope. Okay.
I didn't know he was going to do that, so I'm probably just taking a shower after basketball.
Jim, I might grab the shovel off him and try myself, basically move around to the other side of the tree. I will get on into the property.
Uh-huh.
And try to hack at it. But you're basically trying to keep as much of the shovel between me and it.
As you approach the tree with your shovel, give me a constitution roll.
Constitution roll 18. So that's normal, hard success.
Yeah, your stomach is twisting in knots, but you know, you can certainly get close to it. Kind of hack away a little bit more with the shovel. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to chop it down with the shovel, let's be honest here.
No. But what I was trying to do is basically, like, if we can cut around the tree. I don't know if you've heard of ring barking a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where you cut around the ring. And then I was thinking once we can get to hardware store, could possibly even put in some poison or something like that. Tree poison. I know it's slow, but it might be effective in killing the tree.
You do notice that as you, you know, hack away a little bit, you know, more and more, your shovel is getting smaller and smaller. You know, remember this sap is quite acidic in its own right, and it is wearing away, burning away the metal of the shovel.
I'll stop because it's,
you know, if you're on that side, there were two shovels.
Like, it's caused damage.
Well, there were shovels in the shed.
I'll go and grab the rusted shovels.
You can certainly get all the bark off if that's your goal.
Yeah, and does it look like it's definitely looks like it's damaged the tree.
Oh yeah,
doesn't it? What we've been doing.
Yes.
So, what else? I mean, we've damaged the tree, but didn't you say that you guys did this to the tree before and it was uninjured?
Give me a party luck roll.
I'd say that's me.
Oh, yeah, that's still you. Yeah.
I rolled a 36, so I think I failed.
Okay. You hear
31.
You hear a short blurp of an alarm as a siren as a police car pulls up. Hey, what are you guys doing to that tree?
It's damaging the building.
I want to be clear. At this point, I do not have a shovel. I'm just watching him do things.
That's a closed construction site. You're trespassing. Get over here.
That'd be a place we could spend the night as jail.
True. Get climb
start,
out.
It's start, true, a fight. Too close. Start a fight.
The tree's too close to the building. It's going to damage the building. You know, this is our home. This is where we live. People are planting trees too close to buildings.
So are you, this is a closed construction site. Are you part of the construction company? Let's see your ID.
Oh, boys, construction. Well, no, I live in the, and I'll point to the apartment building. Live there.
Right then. So, oh, you live in the, you're one of them. Let's see your ID.
Oh, is it? Frank, I don't work for the construction company.
Frank is preparing some coffee after showering.
That's fine. Let me see your ID.
Well, I have to go and get it. It's in my apartment. No, don't always carry my wallet on me. I mean, I wasn't going anywhere.
Fast talk roll.
Um, 64, but I'm probably not actually lying because I wasn't actually planning on going anywhere.
Well, but not carrying, yeah, right? I mean, not carrying your ID with you.
So yeah, I've got a base 5. I rolled a 64, so there's no way.
So that big lump in your back pocket's not your wallet with your ID in it? All right, come on. Oh, you're coming down. You're coming with us to the station. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
He turns around, puts his hand behind his back. You know, if people don't, you know, plant trees too close to the building, it's going to destroy the building. Seriously.
They handcuff you and put you in the car. They look over at Mr. Griffin. Are you part of this too?
You know, I was around.
We're around. Well, make sure you don't go trespassing. We'd hate to have to arrest you too.
Oh, I've never been inside that fence, sir. That's actually true.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. All right, see that you don't. And they get in the car and drive off with Mr. Michael.
Lucky. He's safe for tonight.
At some point, Frank's going to come out, go and take a look at the tree, see Griffin there standing, watching a police car leaving the scene. Get closer. What happened?
Where have you been, Frank?
I was playing some basketball.
Oh my god! And then, I mean, I saw you playing basketball. But what happened after that?
Well, I'm not 17 anymore. I was taking a shower. No.
Oh, I wish you'd been here. Maybe Kirk. Maybe Peter wouldn't be going to jail.
Is Peter going to jail?
Yeah, we went on the other side of the tree there and was hacking away at it, and the cops came up.
That's a horrible idea. We needed to wait for, you know, later during the night, tomorrow, as planned.
Well, I think it'd be even more suspicious if we were doing it at night. Not it was just sort of weird doing it during the day. But...
Oh.
They'll just get him on trespassing. Of course, that probably will violate his parole and back to the big house.
Oh no. It's true, and that's what I keep avoiding the police.
Yeah, that's why. Anyway. I guess we could go down and see him. It's what Marcia would do if she was here.
I don't know. We need to keep an eye on this tree.
All right. Well. Oh, you know. Sorry. What's the guy's name up on the third floor? Joyce or something? Or Joe?
Oh, all the way up top?
Yeah, the guy in the guy's in the wheelchair.
Johnny.
Johnny. Maybe Johnny saw them put the tree in. If they put the tree in. I'm going to go up and see Johnny.
All right. I'll go with you.
I'm not.
No, someone.
Not to dissuade you from going to see Johnny. You're more than welcome to.
Yeah.
But Kevin was already up there. Kevin was already up there talking to him about it.
Okay.
So what now? Seems like just the two of us now.
Well, I'm gonna go make
jail myself or sleeping. See,
go make myself some spaghetti. Got those frozen meatballs. I'm gonna cook up in the sauce. You want some spaghetti, Frank?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Jenny. Got the cheap Parmesan cheese.
The old green cheese. So dinner is had Sunday night. Shall we flip forward to Monday morning?
Well, that's really up to you if we can do that. But yeah, let's assume we just spend the... you know, Frank, why don't you stay here? I've got a couch. Stay here in this room, Frank. Unless you want to stay here.
I look around, you know, no plaster on the corners. I'll go to my place.
You got a couch though, right? I'll sleep at your place. We can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. We can chat there and maybe keep reading the book and take notes. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea for you to do that. I got a TV guide here. I want to look through.
Okay. Right. So the two of you stay in Mr. Romero's apartment for the night.
Yes.
So, Mr. Michael, you are taken to the local police precinct, which most of you are familiar with for one reason or another by now, although you're only the second of the PCs to have been arrested. So, good job there. They book you in on a trespassing charge and throw you in the holding cell for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of other people in there, you know, a number of local drunks, you know, a couple of kids trespassing, bar fight or two, that kind of thing. It smells bad. It's uncomfortable. It's noisy, but you know, it's not otherwise particularly onerous. Monday morning, the 15th of November, we will stay with Mr. Michael at the police station. As Lieutenant Roscoe comes to the cells. Peter Michael.
Yep.
Come with me, please. And he takes you from the cells and to one of the interview rooms.
You'll go in.
Mr. Michael, it says here you were arrested last night for trespassing on Boyce Construction property. Is that true?
Yeah. I was on the site, right next to the building, you know, I live in, you know, it's right there. Some stupid idiot decided to plant a tree right up against the building and the roots, you know, break. Pushing against the wall, it's going to collapse the building, cause damage. You know, I live there. Just ridiculous.
And so you thought that was sufficient justification to break the law and break into a construction site?
I may have had a couple of beers and, you know, I admit it was a bit dumb. It was a bit stupid to break in and do what I did.
Fast talk roll.
Well, you know what? I'm actually going to spend 8 points of life. No, just right. 12 go to say 7 points of luck to get a success.
Well, the officers who picked you up didn't say anything about you being intoxicated, but that would certainly help make at least a little more sense of this. Now, you know, Mr. Michael, that you are on special probation. You agreed.
I do.
To stay in the Hoffman Building, to go to work every day, keep your nose clean, not get involved in anything else illegal for the duration of your probation. And here you are apparently violating that.
Sorry, it was stupid. You know, thinking about it now, it was absolutely stupid doing it.
It certainly was. The city would be well within our rights to send you back to prison. However, we are trying to get this special probation to work. We really hope that you can redeem yourself and pay your debt to society, prove that you can be a valuable member of society and not just a criminal who goes around beating up people in a bar. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Michael. We're going to let this one go. Okay. I'm not going to let a second one go. You
well,
understand
I promise
me?
I'm not going to do. I'm going to keep my nose clean. Stay away from the grog. Keep my nose clean.
Give me either a fast talk roll or a persuade roll, depending on your intention there.
He's going to keep his nose clean, so I'd say more persuade, but he's like not great with either. I don't think. I rolled a 44. What's my persuade? No, that's base, so yeah, no.
Well, I wish I believed you when you said that, but I do hope you follow through with it. Like I said, this isn't baseball. You don't get three strikes. Two strikes, and you're back in prison.
I was football, not baseball. But I get the analogy, and I won't.
Hang on just one moment. He leaves the room for about 10 minutes, comes back. Okay, you're free to go. And he holds the door open and escorts you outside, back outside.
Then I'll make my way back to the Hoffman Building.
Done and done. What are the rest of you up to, Mr. Griffin, Mr. Romero?
Eating spaghetti.
Still eating spaghetti Monday morning?
Oh, Monday
leftovers
morning.
For breakfast.
I used a whole big pot. There's probably some leftover, yeah.
Should we
any
go
word
to
yet
the...
from the owner, the manager? Maybe we could give her a call now that's regular working hours.
Well, let's try Brandon. Did he get
that? No, I have her number.
Okay. Let's call.
By 9 a.m., which is when you would call, assuming that they would then be open. Mr. Michael shows up by then.
Okay.
Oh, where did you go?
What do you mean, where did I go? You saw me getting dragged up by the police.
I mean, they let you go. I felt like you were going to stay there longer. Yeah.
Well, why would I stay there longer? I mean, they said basically if I get caught again doing something illegal, then I'm going to be chucked back into prison.
Well, they're very nice. Usually that's it. You go back to prison. But here, have some breakfast. Some leftover from yesterday.
Oh, thanks. He'll sit down and have something to eat. Yeah, well, look, I don't know what we can do about this bloody tree.
Well, let's see if the manager will show up and deal with it. We're just about to call her.
Ring, okay. ring. Hoffman Property Management, how may I help you?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm one of the tenants at the Hoffman Building. That's our address. And, you know, we're a little concerned. There's a tree that's apparently been planted right next to the house. It feels like it's a risk of falling over. Is there something that can be done about this? Or
are you actually giving your name, or are you just saying one of the residents?
Oh, I'm just saying one of the people.
Okay. I'm sorry, which of our residents is this?
Oh, it's that I will give the address for it.
No, I understand that. What's your name, sir?
Why do you need my name?
Is this a prank call, sir?
No.
Well, we'd like to know which of our tenants are contacting us.
Fine. Kirk Griffin.
Griffin. Oh, yes. Number three. Oh, yeah. The actor.
Yeah.
I saw you on Broadway in Borstal Boy. I was sorry to hear what happened. I guess there was some unpleasantness. Yes, yeah. I have a note here. One of your neighbors, Mr. Yan, called about the tree on Saturday as well.
Yeah, as you can tell, the neighbors are concerned about it.
Yes, I'll make sure to add this. Ms. Bach just got in, so I will make sure that she gets both of these messages here shortly.
Okay, when do you think she'll be in?
Oh, she's in the office right now.
Oh, well, I mean, can you just put her through?
Minutes ago. Oh, if you'd like to speak with her, I can see if she's available.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thank you.
Just one moment, sir. Da, 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 da. 2 minutes pass. This is Ms. Bach. I understand this is Mr. Griffin.
Yes, how are you today?
I am as well as can be expected on a Monday morning.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I hope you had a nice weekend.
It was a weekend. Always nice to have a break.
Yeah.
Nice to come in to find one of our tenants has been arrested.
He got a little bit got a little too concerned about the tree, but you know, his heart was in the right place.
I don't like having it's bad enough having criminals on probation in my building. I don't like having active criminals in my building.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were part of the program. I didn't realize we were being forced on you. I'm sorry to hear that. That must be very stressful.
Well, I like to make sure that the other tenants are safe and that our building is safe and sound and free from any criminal activities. What can I do for you, Mr. Griffin?
Well, first of all, I did want to thank you for giving Brendan, the resident here, a place to live. I mean, that was really kindness incarnate of you. He seemed like he was a great kid and a little hard on his luck, and he said you were instrumental in getting him a place to stay. So, you know, I recognize that we're probably causing you a certain stress, but boy, you know, that... he's just a great kid. He was out playing basketball yesterday with
Mr. Romero, and just having a great time. So really, really just top notch of you.
He certainly seems like a nice young man who was in an untenable situation. I'm happy to have helped.
Yeah. By the way, am I charming her at all?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I can roll dice, but that won't necessarily tell me if I'm charming her. I can tell you I rolled a 0-9, and I have a relatively high charm. A 63 charm. So that's an extreme success.
Charm is in full effect.
Okay.
I mean, she seems pleasant enough.
Well, yeah, she doesn't seem to be relaxing the way I'm normally able to convince people I'm talking to. But in any case, I hate to start your day off on the wrong note and all that, but this tree is sort of looming over. I don't know if you're thinking it might be helpful to have a little shade, and you know, we don't want to be unappreciative, but it's got some it's leaking some sort of acid.
Acid from a tree?
Yeah, no, I know you're skeptical. I was too, but when Peter was out there with his shovel, it ate right through his shovel.
Well, that certainly does sound concerning.
Yeah.
Well, it's leaning over. There's
it just looks dangerous to the house. Is there any way you could, I don't know, move it even?
Maybe I see here there's a message. It looks like Brendan called on Saturday, left a message with the answering service. I assume there's only the one tree that you're both concerned
about. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's on the overall property, but it's not part of the house. I'm not even sure it's part of your jurisdiction. But, you know, you've always been so helpful that we thought we would call and ask.
Well, we will certainly have a look at it. And if it does seem like it's going to be a problem, we'll have to contact that construction company and see what they have to say. But we will certainly have someone out to take a look at it in the next couple days.
Do you want me to call the city arborist? If this tree is sort of dangerous, they would know it pretty quick, I bet.
Oh, there's no need. We'll take care of it. That's our job as property managers, is to take care of these things.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I trust in you. You think you'll get it taken care of in another couple of days? That sounds great to me.
Excellent. If there was nothing else then, Mr. Griffin?
No. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Good day.
Good to you.
And as she hangs up, and I think this is as good a place as any to call this session to an end.